This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. We desire that you will find Jesus through this broadcast. Surrender your life to Christ. Repent and dedicate your life to His service in a living, loving, active faith. First, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful before all of the many people listening today. May the words that I speak today be the right words to communicate the glory of Your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin for everyone who individually believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, so they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in Your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. In addition to the shortwave broadcast that most of you listen to, we are now on a gospel FM station called Light of Mozambique at 95.9 FM in Lichinga, Mozambique. We are on the air there at 7:30 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. each Sunday. If you are in eastern Zambia, central Malawi, or southern Tanzania, you should be able to hear us on 95.9 FM. I want to let everyone know about our Vision for Christ website at gospel2africa.com/contact. It works on your internet-enabled mobile phone also. You can listen to past programs. Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean Priestap have written over 50 Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address is gospel2africa.com/contact. And our Facebook page is facebook.com/gospel2africa. Now, at our Facebook page, we have links to African language Bibles that you can read online. And you can find those links at our Facebook page, again, which is facebook.com/gospel2africa. Have you ever wondered if God even knows you exist? Do you ever feel isolated, alone, abandoned, or unloved? Jeremiah 1:5 in the Old Testament reads, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart for my holy purpose." Later in Jeremiah, in chapter 31 and verse 3, the Bible says, "I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore I have continued to extend faithful love to you." So you may ask yourself, does God love me? I have talked with people who shared these doubts and fears with me. We want to know, does God really love me? Also, does God really want to get to know me, who I am? First things first, know that nothing, no height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Read that in Romans 8:39. And this is a holy God who loves us. His mighty hand is limitless in power. You can see the authority of God in the Bible, but it does not stop there. Look in the world too, from the twinkling stars at night to the Milky Way out in the universe, to the sea that reflects the sky on the earth. How wonderful that He created everything and that God loves us, these tiny beings on this planet. When God created everything, He merely spoke, and it was made. Yet God took time in forming man and woman. He made us in His own image. He formed the man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being, Genesis 2:7. He gave man and woman dominion over the earth, to rule every creature on the sea, sky, and ground, anything that had the breath of life. That is trust. After God created Adam and his wife, they were both naked, they felt no shame, and they walked and talked with God all the time, Genesis 1:28-30, and Genesis 2:25. After the fall, when Adam and Eve were deceived by the crafty snake or serpent, meaning Satan, they figured out that they were naked and hid from God, Genesis 3:8. They started pointing fingers at each other when really their fingers should have been pointed back at themselves. God had to banish Adam and Eve from the Garden of Eden to protect them from harming themselves even worse. And because he loved them so much, he gave them clothes to hide their shame. Genesis 3:21 and 23. The plan of redemption and restoration that God created actually began then, but it was not a plan designed after the fall, but before the creation of the world. God knew he would endure heartache when his people turned on him, but it was all for the purpose of redeeming and restoring us back to the way things were. In the New Testament book of 1 Peter chapter 1, we read these words, "Long before the world was made, God chose Christ to be given to you in these last days." God has been chasing our hearts ever since. He wants to be close to every human being he has made, which is all of them. He even sent his one and only Son to encourage his people, teach them, and ultimately save them from their sin. John 3:16, 1 John 3:16. How can we even question if God truly loves us when he sacrificed the life of his only Son in order to redeem us? All mankind falls short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. Hope never makes us ashamed because the love of God has come into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. We were weak and could not help ourselves. Then Christ came at the right time and gave his life for all sinners. No one is willing to die for another person, but for a good man, someone might be willing to die. But God showed his love to us. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Now that we have been saved from the punishment of sin by the blood of Christ, he will save us from the anger of God also. We hated God, but we were saved from the punishment of sin by the death of Christ. He has brought us back to God, and we will be saved by his life. Not only that, we give thanks to God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have been brought back to God. That is found in Romans chapter 5, verses 5 to 11. So how can a sinful being like me or you be right with a perfect God? Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved from the punishment due you because of your sin. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. We are told in the Bible there, "If you confess that Jesus is Lord and believe that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by our faith that we are put right with God. It is by our confession that we are saved." The Lord will keep his promise even for those who take a while to figure out that God loves them. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. 2 Peter 3:9. His love for us is unconditional. There is nothing you have to do to earn his love. He loves you anyway. And he died to protect you before you even asked for it. Ephesians 2:1 and verses 4 and 5. Jesus said, "I have come that they might have life and have it to the full." John 10:10. God is not stingy. He wants to shower his love on you and save you from your shame. Romans 8:1 and 2. Maybe like me, you have lost faith before, but Jesus Christ never loses faith in us. He has given us our lives. Has God shown you a personal revelation of his love? If you ask, I'm confident he will. I already know how much he loves you and me. Whenever you fall down on your knees and cannot seem to get up, ask Jesus Christ to hold your hand. I know for sure he will, even if he does not feel like it. 1 Corinthians 10:13. God never promised that we would always feel loved, because feelings come and go. But he loves us despite what we feel. If you are wavering in faith, ask God to help you, and he will gladly scoop you up and fly you away to safety, just like a Superman he is, or should I say a super messiah. Love is God himself. He is the definition of perfect love, holy, glorious, and majestic. And he loves you so much that he gave you life and gave you a second chance before you realized you even needed it. What you do with your life is your gift to him. John 15:9-11, Ephesians 5:1-2. So does God really love you? Yes, God loves us so much. Through thick or thin, he is behind you. His arms are beneath you, and you can face whatever lies before you. Romans 8:31-32, 35-39. Take heart that even if the heaven or the earth would disappear, the word of God will still remain. It will never pass away. Matthew 24:35. May you know that God is by your side, and may you feel his deep and tender love with you every moment of every day. Acts 3:19-20 tells us this. Now repent of your sins and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped away. Then times of refreshment will come from the presence of the Lord. In the book of 2 Corinthians 6, God says, I heard your prayers at the right time, and I gave you help on the day of salvation. I tell you that the right time is now, friend. The day of salvation is now. It's today. And that's why I'm going to pray for each of you right now. I do ask that you join me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life starting today, and have a close personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people everywhere, how people can receive Christ by faith. We want you to become a sincere and true believer in Christ as your Savior. Vision for Christ is involved in helping to make disciples who will follow Christ daily and then live out their faith through good acts of service to others who live near them. We enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us at Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com, and that does work on your internet-enabled mobile phone or smartphone also. You can listen to past programs that I've done, and Pastor Terry Priestap has done a written Bible blog to help you in your Christian life. That internet website address is gospel2africa.com, and like I said, you can listen to programs and read Terry's blog articles over your smartphone. I will repeat that address again in a moment in the event you are not able to write it down. We so enjoy reading your letters of how these radio talks affect your life. If you have comments or questions about anything I have said, I invite you to write to us. Please use this address. Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, spelled S-W-A-N-T-O-N, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com, and that is gospel2africa.com. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor. I offer this final bit of encouragement found in the Bible in Jeremiah 31:3. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued to extend faithful love to you.